is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And it's time now for Circles of Love. I just love saying that. With Anna LaRoy, let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back.
Thank you, Nicole, and welcome everyone to my name is Anna LaRoy, and I am a Pure Source Universal Channel, and I'm going to be your guide for the next hour or so here together, so welcome. I'm really excited about today's show because today I want to talk to you about the advanced chakra system. And the information I'm going to give you, very, very few people on planet Earth even know this, unless they have worked with me over the last couple of years. And it's really exciting because it affects all of our lives and the energies and all of that. So let's get started. And then if you have questions at the end, we'll see what we can answer. So back in 2019, I was down in Costa Rica, and I was there for a gathering. And we were at a little retreat center, I don't even remember where in Costa Rica. And I was sharing a room with Sara Law, and we had a divider between the room, and there were nice wall hangings. And there was this wall hanging, and I looked at it. It was kind of interesting. And Christian called me. We got on Skype, and it's interesting because Christian is my husband now. And at that point, we were just friends, and he was telling me about this incredible experience he had in Germany in his own apartment. And he said he walked from the kitchen to the living room, and all of a sudden, he felt and sensed this huge being of light in the room with him. And he had this incredible experience with it. And that person he shared with me was Lord Shiva. And I had no idea who Lord Shiva was. I'd never worked with him or anything like that. And all of a sudden, I can feel this kind of energy. And I look up, and this picture on my wall, this wall hanging that I've looked at every day, and I took a picture of it, and I sent it to Christian, and I said, "Is this Lord Shiva?" And he goes, "Yeah, that's him." So it was really kind of funny. It was happening to us at the same time. And he was present with Christian, and here he was in the room. So that during that stay down in Costa Rica, I had an advanced opportunity on the full moon where I do a guided meditation. And Lord Shiva came through and did a meditation with us and gave us all this new information. And during the end, at the end of the meditation, he asked me if I would be willing to work with him for some period of time and bring out some information. And I said, fine, because the energy was really cool. And you know, when an enlightened being asks you to work with them, who wants to say no? And so he shared, and he continued to share over some time about the chakra system. And I'm going to read a little bit, a quote that he, a piece that he said, and this is on my website, sparklesoflove.love, but I think this is a good introduction. The first time each of you incarnated in this life cycle, and we do not mean this particular lifetime of the physical body, we mean this life cycle of planet Earth. As you came down into the third dimension, as you agreed to the incarnation, a large portion of your chakra system was turned off or hidden, for you would not be able to be in the vibrational density and the experience of human life and duality if you were continually receiving the highest vibrations. And so each of you agreed and shut off this portion of the chakra system, and it has been shut off for quite some time. And in fact, we would say almost no one has even been aware that there were other parts of the chakra system. And the word parts is not correct, but you will understand further as we go in, Lord Shiva talking. And then he said, and the chakra system brings the life force of source energy into your physical bodies when you are in human incarnation. It is a system just like the heart and the blood vessels and the veins, the cardiovascular system, or like the nervous system, or like the skeletal structure. And so it has not been operating at capacity. And he was sharing this in October of 2019. So he said, but in these past months, the vibrational shift on planet Earth has reached a point that allows significant changes. So this is the end of 2019. And many of you know or work with the new layer of awakened energy, the diamond light. And when I first spoke through Annalarai this year, the very beginnings of the diamond light had started only days before. And even this small amount allowed the adventure to begin. And so what he asked me to do was he asked me to present a program, and he calls it the Advanced Chakras. So for a series of weeks, we had live classes where I channeled, and he would come through. And every week he gave us some information. But what was really cool is if you've never worked with him, it was a little bit of an adjustment in the beginning because he was in fact quite stern often because I would say that he had little patience for repetitive questions or silliness of any kind. He was pretty, you know, this is the way it is. And so he shared with us that the chakra system was not complete, and he explained why, because vibrationally planet Earth couldn't hold the full system, and we chose to have expressions of life in duality and density. He said, and it was really important, that the gurus weren't wrong. They were just didn't know, right? And because the chakra system was so incomplete, that's why we have to, or I don't have to anymore, but most people still have to open or clear their chakras on a regular basis, right? And I'm sure a show of hands, lots of people would say that that's something that they've had to do, right? They learned to do when they learned about chakras, how to go in and clear them and open them and clear them and check them, all right? And so the very first chakra he did that time in Costa Rica was the sacral chakra. And it was really interesting because we learned some things about the sacral chakra that I had never heard of and wasn't aware of. And he talked about that the sacral chakra is the sacred union and co-creation with the self. Isn't that cool? That it's through our sacral chakra we can have this level of union. And one of the most profound pieces of information was that the sacral chakra, the one sort of below your belly button, the sacral chakra is another one of the anchor points for your higher selves in your physical body. So the main anchor point for your higher selves is through our heart, right? We all, you know, through our heart chakra. And most of us already know that when we're calling in our higher self or our highest self, that it anchors through our heart space. And that's why part of why our hearts are so important. But the sacral chakra is also an anchor point for your higher selves to be more connected with you in the human. And they talked about how it is, the sacral chakra is a sacred space. And so I'm going to assume, though I don't know, that that's where the name sacral chakra came from, right? And it was really quite profound to have this happen. And all of this information was really challenging for me because, like everybody else that is on a spiritual journey, you know, chakras are one of the first things you learn about. The energy centers within your body where light and source and energy flows. And this was going against everything I'd ever learned. What do you mean I don't have to ever open them again? What do you mean they're permanently cleared? And, you know, what do you mean they're not a full functioning system? Like all of this, and it really brought stuff up in me because at that point, you know, that is a few years ago on my journey and I was like, wow, do I really want to put this out in the world that's going to go against the grain of what every spiritual person actually believes? And he said, yes, I would like you to. It's time people knew. So when we did this in 2019 and 2020, I'm going to read you another quote because it's kind of funny. He shared that, he said, this is the beginning of the opportunity for the masses, for those who are truly ready and on their path to have greater access to the higher wisdom, understanding, frequencies, and the higher self. This is a very precious responsibility that those back in 2019 were presented with. And, you know, we were called the test subjects, okay? We were called the test subjects to give it a try. And since then, we've done it, quite a number of people have gone through. And he says, but it is time to be responsible for the self, your thoughts, your words, your actions, and your energies. The time of blame is gone. The time of victimhood is gone. The time of beginning to embody your sovereignty and your magnificence on this side of the veil. It is the time to embody your sovereignty and your magnificence on this side of the veil in human form. It begins. It begins. And so what he asked me to do is we did a series of classes, and it was only this year that he shared and asked me to put this out more publicly. So I've spoken little tidbits here and there about it, but never this much and never this much information. And what was really cool about it is it was a gift for us. So in the sense that you didn't have to do anything besides show up to the class or listen to the recording. So Shiva comes in and does all the work. And often when we're doing, I know with my program, the 33 codes, the guides do the activation, but then you have to work with it. You have to practice and utilize. And I know that with many different types of spiritual tools that you have to practice, you have to use, you have to get used to it. You have to integrate it. This is strictly a gift. He comes through and does it for us. All you do is sit there and listen and receive. So that makes it easy. So each week he did different chakras, and what he would do is he would go in and look at our chakras, and he would either repair or replace them completely. Some of the chakras, and I, off the top of my head, I can't remember which ones, were so badly damaged that he said he really needed to completely replace it. And like I said, off the top of my head, I can't remember which chakras those were. And what he did then is he first got all the crystals and cones aligned and repaired anything. And then what he did is he opened and activated the long forgotten part of the chakra system, which was amazing, amazing to feel the difference. Absolutely amazing. So we did, I think, 13 chakras the first go around. And the chakras that he did for the advanced chakras is we did the heart, obviously. We did the third eye and the throat chakra. And it was interesting because the throat chakra was one that was very, very damaged. Let me just find it here. And this one is a really important piece for everybody to learn, this piece of information, is out of all the chakras, the throat was the most distorted because the chakra becomes damaged when you speak untruth. When you speak untruth, either untruth to others or to yourself. So when you are in disharmony with yourself and others, or you are speaking an untruth, it damages your throat chakra. So they were pretty bad. We also did the crown chakra and the root chakra, the solar plexus, and then we did the earth star chakra, and not all of you know that, so that is 6 inches below your feet. And we did the soul star chakra, which is about 6 inches above your crown, okay, about up here. The sacral was the very first one done. And then later at another event, he did the higher heart, which is right here, you know, between your throat and your heart chakra, the higher heart. And he also did both hands. He did the right hand and the left hand, which is especially amazing for any of you that do energy and healing work. And that took a series of weeks. I think when we started, we did them every 2 weeks. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So the first 9. And then at a workshop, we did the others. And in the end, what he did is he did work on us, and he aligned all of these major chakras, the first 9 that he did, all of them into a single working system. So instead of it just being your throat chakra, it was now part. So the chakra system hadn't been working as a single unit in a long time. And so he aligned them all. And it was when he told us you never had to clean or clear your chakras again, you never had to open or close your chakras again. It was astounding, absolutely astounding. And this is another quote he said, and I really like this one. So, and I realize that I am shocking your systems and your beliefs, just as others have written in and asked so many questions about what they had learned in the past. So we would say, in an analogy in the human form, you have gone from riding a bicycle to flying a spaceship in a very short time, in one leap. And that would be the difference, I would say, in the knowledge and energetics of what you are getting with the advanced chakra system. And I have to say that for me, I have been on my spiritual path a long time, and I have brought through now probably over 75 different collectives and light beings. I have channeled over 120 different, I have more than 120 recordings on my website that are still current and valid. So I've done a lot of channeling, brought a lot of information through. But people often say to me, what has been your biggest shift? Like, what has, other than my actual awakening, what has helped you the most? And hands down, or hands up, the advanced chakra system has really been the difference for me. Because after that, as my chakra system came online, as it opened up, I started receiving so much more source light. My channeling improved. My gifts opened wider. There was more clarity. There was more flow. It was really really incredible. And everything became easier. Everything energetically became easier. So, yeah. And another analogy would be that if you think of a kitchen drain pipe, and here in Canada anyway, if you look under your kitchen sink, there's a pipe that goes down and it goes up and back down again, right? So it's got this funny shape in it. And I always talk about that, you know, the drain pipe. So if you imagine coming water through that, okay, or just even a straight pipe, imagine even a straight pipe and there's water coming down it, coming through it. Imagine if it was filled with holes. So there's holes everywhere. So if you're holding a glass under the pipe and you're trying to get water out of it, but it's filled with holes, you're not getting very much water, depending on how many holes there are. And now imagine the difference between the exact same size of pipe right beside this one that has no holes in it, none. And think how fast the water comes out, how fast your glass fills, how fast your cup is no longer empty or half empty. It's full, always. It's full, always. And so it's been really, really profound and really different. It really took me by surprise. And it really took me by surprise. But what I was saying is, out of all the things I've brought through and all the programs I've done, other than my initial awakening, the advanced chakra programs, the two that he brought through, and I'm going to talk about the second one shortly, have given me the biggest shift, the absolute biggest shift. So at this point, does anyone have any questions so far?
Actually, I do.
Okay.
You know, you mentioned that when these activated and you first experienced it was quote unquote amazing. Can you describe physically what you felt like in detail so we really understand it? I know it's hard to articulate some of these things.
Yeah, well. The challenge is that was in 2019 for me. So it's quite a while ago to try and remember what it was exactly. I mean, I could sort of tell you what it feels like a little bit now, but no, I couldn't really go back and tell you. What happens is you start to feel more energy moving through your body. You start to feel higher vibrations coming in. And for some people, that can feel uncomfortable for a little bit, right? If you've been stuck for a long time. So and you can ask your highest self to help manage it. So if you're having your chakra system, if you're going into the advanced chakra system, your highest self can regulate so that you get help regulate the flow. For me, it was open all the way, and but Shiva was really careful with everybody. So when we started, he limited the flow, and it gradually built over days because it would be too much for people, right? And it's much easier to do now here in 2023 and 2024 and beyond because the planetary energies are different. But I would say that what I experienced most was that feeling of more energy coming in. So if you imagine when you close your eyes and you ask for source light, so let's just bring down some source light for everybody. So just see, feel, or imagine that there's this beautiful white light from source, purest energy there is, and it's going to come down through your soul star chakra and down here into your crown, your third eye and your throat. Just let that flow in. And allow that pure source light to come into your body. And some of you tell me that you don't feel it. So imagine that your pipe has lots of holes in it, because even if you don't feel it, it's still coming in. You can't be alive if there's not source light flowing into you. That's just part of being alive and human. So you may not feel it because there's so many holes in your pipe, right? In your transportation system of where the energy is coming in. Or you have set up so many blocks around you energetically, so much density that you are in so much fear that you don't want to receive. You still receive, but you might only be getting a trickle. And then just imagine now that all of a sudden this is double and triple and quadruple and 10 times and 100 times what you've ever received. And you move into these states when you just sit and receive of blissfulness. Because so much source light is pouring into you. So that's kind of the best description I can give for me. Hopefully, like I said, back then I can't tell you because I don't remember, because that was a while ago. But by the time so I finished doing this, yes. Well, his quote, as I said, is you go from riding a bicycle to flying a spaceship. That was Shiva's quote. That was his analogy of it. And it's really exciting. So those of you that do healing work or intuitive work or any of that, it opens up your abilities more, right? Because all of a sudden you're getting more of the fuel, right? More of the good stuff, so to speak. And it really, really makes a difference. And then when he brought it online to work in a system, again, there was another bump. Yeah. And someone, it was really funny, during one of the sessions, someone asked, in fact, I heard the question in my head, because I hear people in my head when I'm in class. I don't on the street, but when I'm in with a group and we're in a group session, I can hear thoughts. Not everybody's, not all of them, but the ones that I'm supposed to hear, I hear. And so I'm going to read you what Shiva said. So this thought came up, and so Shiva felt it too. So the question was, why would Lord Shiva choose to work through Anila Rai? Okay, I'm not from countries where he is a guru, all of those things. I didn't know anything about him. So this is what he said, which was kind of funny. I wish to address a question that came up during the week, and the question was, why am I bringing this through the one you know as Anila Rai? Why not through one of what you call my followers? And so I wish to answer this, and it is two-part. I say that she, this being of light in this form, is one of the clearest channels available on your planet at this time, for she can bring through the clarity of words and also the vibration. So this makes it very easy and pleasant to work with her. And secondly, she does not worship me. I am not her guru. So we simply work together in partnership without that worshiping energy, that imbalance. And also to clarify, when we of the other side work with those who bring through messages onto your world, our words or our pattern of speech may differ because we are integrating the flow and pattern of the human. And what you should always look for is the vibration and truth for those you will always feel. So it was really, for me, I laughed because I had never thought, why me? And but someone in the class had asked, so that was, so Shiva chose to address that question. Let's see what other kind of questions there were. Oh, one other thing he shared with us is that as you move forward in your life, once you have the advanced chakras, because people ask, what about all the minor chakras and all the different things? And he shared that as your system gets stronger and stronger, your advanced chakra system, it's like the other chakras just kind of start to resonate and activate and open on their own. So everything flows. So he doesn't need to come back and do all the minor chakras. It was asked, can the advanced chakras still shrink or expand? Do we still have to open them? And he said, before, yes, you expanded and opened your chakras and you did this continually because they were not fully functioning. But in this vibration now, in this vibration on your planet and with what we have done, creating the advanced chakra activation, this is no longer needed. As you continue to raise your vibration permanently, or for the better part of permanently, because you can still drop it, but as you set up to the next energetic level within your life, then yes, automatically the chakra grows to match it. So it is not about them being bigger. They will grow and expand as your vibrational frequency changes, for they are linked. And another myth he dispelled, and this upset a couple people in the group. So someone asked, what color are the chakras? Okay, and we all know that we've been taught that the heart chakra is green and every chakra had a different color. Well, this is what he says. I remind all of you to let go of the old ways of imagining a chakra a specific color that served you in the beginning. But it is no longer valid after you have the advanced chakra activation. The chakras and these frequencies change color regularly. There is no set system, for the energy just flows and the chakra colors change. They can change daily. The same way you had certain sounds and symbols for each chakra, they assisted you greatly in the beginning, and you may still use it if you wish, but it does not hold the same level of vibration or validity. So, so there was lots and lots of information he gave. And then that started coming through in 2019, and we finished up, I think, in early 2022. And then, in early 2020. And then in 2022, just last year, he returned. And he came to me and he said, he shared with me that there was another part. That what he wanted, not another part, but what he wanted to do was bridge all the chakras. And so, and what he did is he gifted us, and the people that had the advanced chakra had the opportunity to come and participate in this program. And what he did was he created light bridges from 5D, from fifth dimensional energies and higher, right down into the 3D, into our physical body. And he created these bridges of light. So what happens is, now you're receiving more source energy, but now it comes down through these special tunnels directly from higher frequencies so that you're not getting some of the distortions. It's not going through the fourth dimension and the third dimensional energies. It's coming right into you from the higher frequencies. And even then, as those were completed, I felt another absolute huge shift. I didn't think it could get bigger, but part two added a whole other layer. A whole other layer.
Wow. did you want to work with a caller on this and
explore deeper?
Sure. If there's questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Okay, well, let's find out. We've got a caller on the board. We keep dropping our callers today, but while we got him, let's grab him and have some fun. All one.
Okay.
You're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Pamela from New Jersey.
Hi,
hello.
Pamela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I do a lot of meditation to open my third eye.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it flutter or does it pop open? How does it go?
Well, for me, it's just always permanently open now, right? Because once you have the advanced chakra system, it's always open. So with everybody, how their chakra system works is a little different. So whatever feels right to you, whatever you get working for you, whether it's a flutter or a pop open, it doesn't matter as long as you know it's opening, right? So, but once you have the advanced chakras, you never worry. It's always open. It's always open.
Okay.
So
can we do some? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. All right. So can we do some advanced opening for my third eye?
No. No, I'm sorry. You have to, yeah. Thanks for asking, but no. It really takes I will share that, and I was going to talk about this at the end, but in January, I'm doing the next program of it, and it's within 6 weeks. And you get the first series of recordings, all 12 of them, and you get a live class where Shiva comes through and a personal one-on-one session with me in the 6 weeks. So in 6 weeks, you go from the chakra system you have now to a completely open advanced chakra system. And so we need to be held in a very specific energy, and they have to be done in a very specific order. So it's not like you can just pop it open and you have the advanced chakra. So, but I thank you for asking.
Okay, so, sure, so it's a process. So you're going to give the information, or it's going to be on a News for the Soul website where I can take the call?
Yeah, it is on my website, sparklesoflove.love, and you'll see under offerings, you'll see Lord Shiva Advanced Chakra Activations, and you'll see some of the quotes there and lots of questions and some testimonials, and it talks about the program that is starting in January.
Okay, so are you doing up to 12 chakras, 13? How high do you go?
So we're doing, as we said, in the first program, that you get the heart, mm-hmm. the third eye, the throat, the crown, the root, the solar plexus, earth star, soul star, sacral, higher heart, left hand, and right hand. So you get
all of
those. Yeah, you get all of those. And then he aligns everything. And so, like I said, you have to do the recordings are an hour long, and you can't do it driving or anything. You have to sit in meditation and do them, and then you want to rest after, and you do them in a very specific order, the same order that he brought them in. So he was very methodical about it.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for asking.
Sure.
All right. Thanks for calling. So it's not a quick 5-minute thing what you're doing. It's a process.
No. No, not at all. And I always tell people, if they've never worked with Lord Shiva, when you listen to the recordings in the beginning, he's a little stern. He's a little strict. Now, by the time we get to the end of the program and in the bridging, the part two or phase two of the program, he's so funny. Like, I just love working with him, and I really honor and appreciate him. And but he's much lighter in the second. But in the first one, as someone said, will you tell us, I forget what it was, what the new colors of the chakras are? And he went, no. And then he went on to something else. Like, there is no, like, a lot of my guides are very soft and loving, and they're, oh, well, blah, blah. No, he was like, no. Or he'll say, you asked this already. So people were like, whoa, okay, I don't want, and it was really funny because people were like, oh, I don't think I want to ask that question. So it got really funny.
Jeez.
Well, funny for me. Yeah. Yeah.
We have another caller.
Okay.
I'll just let you know we've got 11 minutes to the top, so I want to factor in time for letting people know about everything. But just a quick call, another all ones. Everyone's all ones today. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, ma'am. Melissa from Colorado.
Melissa from Colorado. Welcome.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, ma'am. I think it's the first time I'm talking to you. I haven't seen the show before.
Oh, well, this is only my fifth show here, so.
Oh, wow.
I'm new here.
Awesome. I heard you were saying, I just pressed one. Thank you so much for taking the call. And I won't take much of your time, because you have 11 minutes, 10 minutes. Ma'am, my question is, are you able to see, like, a friendship question?
A friendship question?
Yes.
Well, did you have any questions about the chakras first? Because I would like to stay on topic a little bit first.
Yes. That'd be fair enough. I try to meditate sometimes we have distractions. And I believe that my chakra from my hip right now is for the first time in my early 30s, I feel like maybe my chakra is affecting my shoulder. I don't know, I twisted it or something, but I never had pain like this before. When I woke up this morning, I had excruciating pain. I couldn't even move my arm. And
uh-huh.
I was thinking, I hope I didn't get a heart attack or stroke and when I was sleeping. It's kind of weird. I didn't fall down. I was laying down. But I know I was meditating the night before. I don't know if maybe when that chakra is dirty, you know, or several layers.
That wouldn't be connected to your chakras at all. So you don't really get any pain, any physical pain, whether your chakras are open or closed. You might feel uncomfortable when they're blocked a little bit, but I've never known anyone that experienced physical pain because of a chakra. So how are you feeling now, Melissa? Is the pain subsided?
So I meditated on God, white light to surround me. That area, if by me doing that, I thought I do think about the chakras, and I read about them. Now from here, I thought that I was moving my energy, because now I feel like I only have 25% pain. I took 4 Tylenol off and I did a lot of stretching, but I did scream when I was stretching because kind of weird, the pain.
Well, and what might have happened, I know sometimes with myself, is sometimes if you sleep funny on your arm or your shoulder, mm-hmm. like if you're turned funny, you can sometimes pinch something a little bit. And usually you wake up sore, and then usually in the morning and as you go through the day, it lightens up. But, you know, if the pain continues or you have it, then you should probably, you know, see whoever you go to, whether you see a naturopath or a chiropractor or a massage therapist or a doctor. You know, but it wouldn't be associated with your chakra. Okay.
Oh.
Now, the pain does show up when you look at energy in people's bodies. You can see that, but it doesn't. It's not caused by the chakra system.
Interesting.
Okay.
I always thought when you had pain, that chakra was affected because you're off balance. You made that very clear. I think I had that confused big time.
Yeah.
You made it very clear. I thought that for many years.
All right. Well,
years.
I hope you feel better soon.
And nice before you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
I'm just jumping on because we're down to the last 6 minutes, and I know you want to have time to let people know about what's going on with the advanced chakra system.
So on my website, you can find on sparklesoflove.love, if you go to the heading offerings and you click, you'll see Lord Shiva Advanced Chakras. And in January, starting on January 10th for 6 weeks, so we finish on Valentine's Day, which is kind of nice. So every Wednesday at noon Pacific time, we're going to do a live class. So before that, you'll do 2 recordings a week of the chakras in the order. We send them off to you. You'll have the activation. And then in the live class, the group class, Lord Shiva comes through and he checks things and he talks and you can ask him questions. And then in that 6-week period, you can also book a 30-minute session with me. That's included, a one-on-one, and to deal with anything that's going on in your life. And so it's a really, really amazing program, and I'm really excited to bring it out into the world, you know, for more and more people. And so that all those details are on the website, and you can register or go on a wait list if because we'll do about 7 or 8 people to start with this go around. And so again, in 6 weeks, you go to having to never clear your chakras again, to having more source light flow through you, which really changes your whole energy system and opens up your gifts and your abilities because you're receiving more of the fuel that they require. So hopefully that makes sense to everybody. And for listening today with us, I'd be happy. I have a gift on my website for you. If you go to my website and go to sparklesoflove.love and then put in a /show, S-H-O-W, there is a gift you can download. And it's a 1-hour meditation, and it's really a lovely one that you can use again and again. So just as my thanks to listening today and being with us, and I really appreciate the questions about the advanced chakras, and I just can't express enough how important these are and how life-changing the chakra program is. And I'm so grateful for Lord Shiva bringing it through and that we have these chances to move forward at a much faster pace. So thank you very much.
All right. Sparklesoflove.love. Love that web name. And Anna Lamar is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com as well. You can find her links there. And looking forward to next time already, Anna Lamar. Be well.
Thank you. Bye for now, everybody.
We're going to do a quick reset break, and then we're back. Open Lines, L, Enlightenment in the City, 3 p.m. Pacific, is next.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.